But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, Give me also this great power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Hello, friends, and welcome once again to another edition of the Answer the Call. This is Brother Nick tuning in this evening for the broadcast. If you remember from last week, we're picking up our study entitled Notice the Gap. Notice the Gap. If you can recall from last week, we started talking about this man whose name is Simon, Simon the sorcerer. Of course, Philip just went down to Samaria at this time, preaching the gospel. People were getting saved, getting deliverance, and getting baptized. But then there was one man. His name was Simon, Simon the sorcerer. He himself, too, for the longest time, made people think that he was better than anybody else. He bewitched them, if you will, through sorceries, through magic, through all kinds of things. And Simon made a name for himself. He had completely fooled all the people there to focus on him. But remember, though, even he himself heard the preaching of the cross. And in verse 13, it says that he himself also believed and was baptized. But if you recall from last week, he truly didn't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and follow through in believer's baptism. He only believed because of what he saw Philip do through signs and miracles, which were done, which were done. We saw how Simon could no longer had people looking to him, but instead the people of Samaria were looking to Christ. So it seems like Simon the sorcerer, he had lost something that he once had. If you can recall from last week, he actually lost his greatness. He lost his greatness. So what does he do? After he supposedly believes and gets baptized, he himself goes to the apostles after he sees what they do, and they give the gift of the Holy Spirit through laying on of the hands. So he goes to them, and he asks for that same greatness, but he uses money. So he would do whatever it would take in order to get his name back, because he thought that because he lost his greatness, he could, in fact, get it back. But remember, my friends, it's not about our greatness. It's not about our name. It's all about the risen name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the first thing we looked at. The second thing I want to bring to your attention that Simon wanted, he wanted attention. He wanted attention. In Acts chapter 8, look at verse 10 and then 19 with me. It says in verse 10, says, To whom they all gave heed, that's those at Samaria, from the least to the greatest, saying, This man is the great power of God. And in verse 19, after he had seen what the apostles did, he said, Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. You see, he started to follow Philip and see the signs and wonders. He knew that the attention was gone. The attention was no longer on him about the things he did for the longest time. Now it was on what Philip and the apostles were doing. Simon couldn't stand that, so he wanted the attention back. And how do we know this? We know this because in verse 19, he says, Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. You see, when people see you who you are, do you live with that kind of mindset that it's all about you? Do you live with that kind of mentality that says, I want people to be drawn to me because I know Christ? Or do you want to be used as the vessel to get people to Christ, my friends? Because we're new creatures in Christ, we should want to draw people to Christ and not to ourselves, so that we no longer live in the way we're thinking, that it's all about us and how people view us. Listen to this great quote by Jose Ortega Gasset. He says, "Tell me to what you pay attention, and I will tell you who you are." It's true. Where do we put our attention on things? Do we put those on the things of God, on the position of Christ, or do we simply want to draw people to ourselves? Folks, I live in a world that the world does not revolve around me, and I know the world does not revolve around anyone else because we did not create this world. Jesus did. Over there in James chapter 4, verses 5 through 6, it says, "Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace? Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but gives grace unto the humble." You see, my friends, when you got saved, if you are born again, it's no longer about the attention you draw to yourself. It's now completely about the attention you draw to the Savior. The Holy Spirit of God, as He continues to dwell inside of every believer, He wants to get people to draw people that they come across to Christ and not even to themselves. Because remember, God resists the proud, but He gives grace unto the humble. We need to be a people where our attention is to draw people to the Savior and where He gets complete and utter attention. But folks, have you seen the world lately? They want nothing to do with the name of Jesus. They would rather hear some philosopher. They'd rather hear some idea. They'd rather hear some political figure than hear about the precious name of Jesus and to hear how they too can have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We must be conscious of our actions and of our motives. Simon the sorcerer was not conscious about what he was doing. Simon the sorcerer lost his greatness. He no longer had a name about himself. Simon also lost his attention. He no longer had people going to him, paying attention to him, giving him their undivided attention. But there was one more thing as well that Simon lost, and he wanted it back. This one is known as power. As power. Look at verse number 10 again. It says, "To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God." And then in verse 19, he even says himself, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost." Simon not only made a name for himself, he not only had notability, but he also wanted the notion of authority. You see, people, when they get even a little position of power, sometimes can go to their head. But see, for Simon, he had lived in Samaria for years. He had used this demonic power, if you will, for years to bewitch the people, to draw the people to him. But when Philip came with the wonderful message of the gospel of Christ, people got saved, people repented, people got deliverance. And now everything was off of Simon, and everything was put on Christ. Some people think that because they have a position, they have authority. They think because they have power, they have authority. They think that if they could get something from God, the one thing they don't have, they would be better. And that was our problem with Simon the sorcerer. Listen to this verses in the Bible. In Ephesians chapter 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." And in Colossians 1:13, it says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." Oh, my friends, the real power that God gives is not the authority to think you're better than somebody, to say that you have some kind of supernatural power to go have people look at you. But it's the power that says, you know what, that old man, that old nature, that fleshly carnality that's been ruling my life for years can finally be put to death because I am now under the authority, I am under the power of Christ, who now lives in me and dwells in me, both to do and to will of his good pleasure. Abraham Lincoln had this great quote. He said, "Nearly all men can stand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power." Give him power. Oh, that's so true, my friends. You give someone just a little bit of power and you see exactly where their mindset truly is. Some people get into a position of authority and they think that all of a sudden they call all the shots, when actually, maybe all along, it was simply but a test. It was simply but a test. This is the gap, my friends. This is the greatness. This is the attention. And this is the power that has led many a Christian down the wrong path of following Christ. Many of so-called followers of Christ want to be great, but do they want to be great in themselves, or do they want to give greatness to God? They want attention. They want people to look to them as if they have all the answers. They want to have power. They want to be the ones that have the authority over serpents and say to the devil himself, "Get thee behind me." But in all honesty, folks, without Christ, there is no way any person can be great. There is no reason for any attention, and there is no way that you can receive power. All these kinds of people want to be in control, and at the end of the day, they try so hard to get what they want, but they always will fall short. There is only one name. His name is Jesus. There is only one attention. That is Jesus. There is only one authority. That name is the Lord Jesus. If you're someone who is struggling in your walk with Christ, then be like what Peter said in the rebuke in verses 21 and 22, where he talks about, "Thy heart is not right in the sight of God." We need to be a people who can repent and put our faith back in Christ. We need to be a people who know what it means to go on forward for God and keep our hearts right with God and call out to him by grace through faith. But what about you, my friend? Is your heart right with God today? Have you repented and put your trust in Jesus Christ? If not, why not? Would you answer the call?